Welcome to the Bliss Broker Podcast, a place to come and dive into the lives of people who've lived life's biggest moments and experiences, good and bad. Join us here every week as we focus on human interest pieces from all over the world. Tune in to get inspired, think outside the box, and find your bliss. Hi, everybody. Harmony here, aka the Bliss Broker. How's everybody doing? I'm not going to go into the big spiel about I haven't been here, this is what's been going on, all the, you know, this, that, and the other thing. It has been since May 31st, I went back and looked, since I have published a podcast. It's been something that I can have been feeling the urge building in the background. You know, it's time. Harmony, it's been 6 months. It's time to get back on the horse, start recording again, start putting out content. You know, it's just a testament to the fact that I love podcasting. I love this as a medium, as a way to connect with people, as a way to share my story. It's not only cathartic to me to share my story, but it's also really, really amazing beyond words. Call it ego, call it what you want. When I receive feedback from somebody who's listened to an episode, especially on a topic that can be pretty heavy, there's a few of them in there. I've done over 100. And there's a few episodes in there that can be, you know, considered kind of heavy. And it's nice when somebody reaches out and says, you know, thank you for talking about this publicly. Thank you for putting out your business and letting us learn from it, letting us feel like we're not alone. And that makes it all worth it. I've been saying that from the beginning. So, you know, if you've not listened to this podcast before, welcome. Thank you for coming. I'm Harmony. I started recording as a podcast lover on Anchor in December of 2017. And at the time, as I've mentioned before, didn't understand cadence, didn't understand sound quality, didn't understand mixing desks and Audacity and distributing and RSS feeds. And, you know, now fast forward to 2022, which is almost gone. I have learned a bit. I'm self-taught. I'm a part of a podcasting accountability group called the Podcasting All-Stars, and there are five of us now. And we all support one another, not only in podcasting, but in life. Life is not always the easiest. And so we have, over the last several years, stayed committed to one another on Voxer, which is a walkie-talkie app where we connect with each other most days. And every Monday, we do a podcast live on YouTube called Official Five Deep. And I think we're in process now of changing the name and kind of reconfiguring that. If you want to know more about that, the link is in the description box. So you can click on that and it will take you to our lives. And you can see the bank of episodes that we have put in there over the last few months. Or if you are available around 4:15 GMT, which is, 9:15 GMT, is that right? Yeah, 4:15 Eastern Standard. We are live on YouTube. You guys can come and interact with us live and we just get into all the things. I don't know what our topic is going to be for tomorrow, which is November 21st, 2022. So I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but I am back, y'all. And I am not going to go into a big explanation about where I've been or, you know, when I'll be back again. I've decided to work smarter, not harder, and really just be in flow. And if there's anything that has been consistent in my life over the last handful of years with all of the changes that have gone on in my life, it's been knowing that I want to live in flow, knowing that I want to be in a space in my life where, yes, I understand there has to be parameters when it comes to the day-to-day, the paying bills, the getting to work and, you know, the oil changes and the, you know, all the adulting stuff. But as far as everything else goes, I just, you know, at 47 years old, I've realized I'm in alignment with being in more of a flow state. I thrive there. I was joking with my girlfriend on the phone just a little bit ago saying, yes, I felt, you know, like I was a bullet shot out of a gun last night. I was like, let me go meet up with a girlfriend. We'll do early dinner tomorrow, which would be today. And then I said, so interesting how our moods change. And that's nothing against my friend at all. She's amazing. And I know it's been way overdue. We need to catch up. But I told my girlfriend, I was like, my mood's already changed since last night when I sent her a text at 8 o'clock at night. You know, now I just want to stay home. I am going to go. I know I'll end up going and having a great time and having good conversation, good food, all of the things. But it's, you know, it's so interesting how our moods can change, like almost with the change of the wind. And really just like, that's part of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is just really being in the space where we are connected with who we are naturally. That does not mean we can't change and evolve. For me, I see the point in being here for me, I'll specify that, is to change and evolve, to grow. But at the same time, I understand that it's okay to be resonant with who you are and how you're wired up. And if that becomes something that you change, know that you are capable of that. But being in flow is something that I've kind of done my whole life. It's comfortable there. And I'm sure there was a time at some point that I was doing that out of laziness. Well, let's get into it. I'm just going to go ahead and make this a hit and run. It's been 6 months since I've been here. I am definitely not as sharp as I could be as a podcaster after 6 months without podcasting. I have shown up to you today with zero notes, zero guidelines, zero cue cards, zero intention other than I want to communicate to you the thoughts that have been on my heart lately and what came to my brain last night while I was, you know, borderline falling asleep was the word war. Now, when I get mindful like that, I'm trying to figure out like, okay, I'm feeling I'm chomping at the bit. I want to record a podcast. What is something that I want to get off my chest? What is something that I want to share with my listeners? And things will come up. Ideas, topics, schemes, scripts, things that are important to me, things that I think could be important to other people because we're all kind of going through the same shit, you know? I mean, we are. Whether we want to admit it publicly or not, we all are struggling and will continue to till our last breath. That's just part of life. We will also thrive and feel amazing, but where my kind of like wheelhouse is, and it's cathartic for me, so just know that. It's not about me just getting on here and spilling the beans about my life. It's cathartic to me to come in here and talk about these things because it was very helpful for me before I was a podcaster, just as a podcast fan, to listen to other people be so open and candid about what's going on in their life. It made me feel like I wasn't alone. So that isn't like that for everybody. Not everybody feels like they need to have diarrhea of the mouth to feel good. We're all different, right? But it has been amazing for me to show up and talk. And so last night, as I mentioned, I was laying in bed. I'm thinking, okay, Harmony, you're going to record a podcast tomorrow. You're going to make sure you publish it so it's free for everybody to listen to on Monday, which would be the 21st of November, 2022. What came to my mind, as I said, was war, that word. And then I flipped the word. I like to play around with words in my head. And I thought, raw. Okay, well, that makes sense. We are all at war with ourselves in some way, which is why the title of this podcast is War of Self. We are all and will continue to be at war with ourselves. But when you flip the word around, the word raw, I mean, what's more raw than war? War of Self is the title of the podcast. And what does that mean? Like if when you hear me say War of Self, or you think of any wars or battles that you've had within yourself and within your life, I know they're plentiful. We all have a story. We all have multiple stories. We all have traumas. We all have hurts. We all have things that we've gone through that have molded us into who we are today. There's a beauty in that. It's raw. If you can connect with some of the things that have hurt you and like sit in that pain, sit in that hurt, feel what all that feels like, let it teach you what it's going to teach you, and then, you know, move on. You move on. So that's what we're going to get into today. I'm going to speak just very shortly. I'm going to try and keep this around 15 to 20 minutes. What I thought about when I thought of War of Self, and then I flipped that word around, as I mentioned, and the word raw is right there in black and white, clear as crystal. Life is raw. Like, if you're doing it properly, it should hurt from time to time. It will, if you're paying attention. Now, you can choose to self-medicate with booze, sex, gambling, smoking, drugs, you know, whatever. No judgment for me because I've done it and will probably do it again. But it is nice to have that balance, to sit in that pain sometimes and just feel what it's trying to teach you, because it is trying to teach you something. So over the last 6 months, without going too deep into my personal life, not that I won't go into that at some point, but today is not the day because I'm already hovering around 10 minute mark, since lockdown, let's say, a lot of things have gone on for me. I was married, divorced. Now I find myself in a new relationship, which is fantastic. But in doing that, it's really, you know, I hadn't really connected with somebody on this level romantically since I met my ex-husband in 2017. I didn't know what was going to come up for me. I had no way of knowing what in the personal development realm that I have taught myself and that I have put forth a lot of energy in learning for my growth, for my self-actualization, like what has stuck? What tools have I put in my emotional psychological toolbox that will help me going into another connection with another human being? And there's a lot of tools there that have worked, but it's been interesting to see the hurts and the traumas and the things that that bubble back up to the surface, right? When people don't live up to the expectation that we place on them, which is also unfair, topic for another time. I'm going to be going into all that fun stuff in the coming weeks. But it's been really interesting to say, oh, look, Harmony, you're a podcaster, you're a mindset coach, you know, you support women, you're constantly posting positivity online. That doesn't mean shit doesn't still hurt. That doesn't mean that I'm whole. Never gonna be. I always want to go into the intention with that, like, kind of Zen mind, beginner mindset, that I don't know everything. It's the only way I'm gonna learn. It's the people who get to the point in their life where they're like, I got this, I'm good, I know all about that, I don't need to know any more about this, or I, you know, whatever. Those are the people that are like ignorant. And again, no judgment. They get to live their life the way that they want, but there's no room for growth with a brain or a mind or a soul or consciousness that thinks they know everything. So I don't claim to know everything. What I do know is that, wow, I still have some work to do. And I probably always will, because you're bringing in two people with two different pasts, cut from two different cloths, that have their own sets of triggers. But what I've tried to focus on in all of that, which is where this podcast is going to be leading over the coming months, you know, more into relationship stuff and human connection, is, you know, speaking from my standpoint, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't, you know, I'm a person who's lived a very full life that has been very beautifully manipulated, and it's been scary, and it's been, you know, all the things. It's been a full-on experience, but I want to share that stuff with you. And then coming to you as somebody who's certified in substance abuse counseling, somebody that is certified fully in being around people who self-medicate my entire life since I was a kid, and my credentials as somebody who has a degree in human services, but I'm bringing in mostly my street cred and things that I've gone through and, you know, what has worked for me and why paying attention to the shit that hurts us, even though it was way yesterday, is so important rather than sweeping it under the rug. So that's what I'm going to be coming in with in the coming weeks as this podcast moves forward, is more like I said, like relational things, human connection, how the tools that I have used, it's going to be coming from a storytelling aspect. So how the tools that I have used in my life have helped me specifically, and how important it is to stay humble and realize that no matter how far along you get, no matter how many experiences you've had, no matter how many books you've read, how many podcasts you've listened to, and I'm speaking of myself, does not mean you are fluent in knowing how to deal with a new person that comes into your life. We're all colliding into one another. We're all bouncing off of one another. Our emotions are playing off of one another. It's moment to moment, baby. That's what I've learned over the last 6 months, coming into new connection with somebody that is a fantastic human being. Just like putting more of the focus on me. Less criticism, less looking at that person under a microscope, less what have you done for me lately? Anybody know the reference, song reference? More focus on who, like what I bring to the table. Who am I? What work do I need to do? Where do I still need to grow? Where can I improve to be the best version of myself so that the experience is exceptional for both of us and that both people are feeling loved, heard, they're feeling connected. It's not ever going to be perfect. You're going to have fights. Hopefully you do, because that means you guys both give a shit about each other. But I wanted to call this podcast War of Self and just kind of do like a kind of like an intro back into coming into regular podcasts for me, because there's going to be, I guess, War of Self is going to be kind of the umbrella moving forward. And that's what I come to say to you today, is we're all at war with ourselves. And it makes it a whole hell of a lot easier if we could not project that war onto other people, especially the people that we love the most, because that's what we do. And we could just really do our best to hone those skills that will help us put the focus on ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we only have control over what we do and think and feel. So I've made mention to a lot of people, continued up both of my accountability groups. I'm in the Sacred Six with the girls from around the globe that I love so dearly. If you want to learn about them, you can find them in my circle tab on theblissbroker.com, which is under construction. So bear with and be adding new videos and all sorts of things to that. So, but my Sacred Six accountability group with those ladies that I love so dearly, they've become my family. We've been together in partnership for I think 3 years now, where we check in with one another most days of the week in Voxer. And then I've got my Podcasting All-Stars, which is my podcasting accountability group that I've been with them about the same amount of time. And we are the ones I mentioned earlier. We go live on YouTube every Monday. And we have also, you know, become siblings. A couple of them are across the pond. One's in Texas, one's in Connecticut, and we just support each other. We all, you know, that's one thing that I've learned up to this point in my life as a lone wolf, somebody who had the ego the size of Texas that did not want to ever ask for help because I got this. I realized one of the best things that could have ever happened to me is really realizing, in fact, I don't got this and I need help. I need support. I need support from other people besides my mom and my closest girlfriends, because sometimes you want to go to people that are unbiased. Sometimes you want to go to people that can give you a real level of clarity. Also, a lot of times you don't want to burden your loved ones with things. You might not want to, what you're saying, reflect badly on the person that you're in love with, or, you know, whatever. There's a whole thing there, which I don't have to go into explanation. I'm sure you get it. So we're going to get into that over the coming weeks on The Bliss Broker, that umbrella of war of self. And we're going to get into some of the things on a micro level that we can be at war with ourselves about. And it's going to include a lot of things that we all battle with every day, whether we're showing it outwardly or not. We're all battling with anxiety on some level, wellness, overall wellness, which would be your daily habits. What do you eat? What do you drink? Do you move your body? Are you taking supplements? Are you caring for your body in a way that is serving you in a positive way? A lot of people can't do that. If you've got a lot of things going on in your life and you're not processing your stress properly, I still have those days. And a lot of times I give into it where I'm having some stress. I mean, I get in my head and I'm like, you know what? I just want a parliament. I just want to go sip on a hard seltzer and take a couple puffs off a cigarette and just enjoy that for what that is. But then also being at peace with that and not criticizing yourself and giving yourself some grace. And so we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all of the things. And that regardless of what you do, how you choose to handle your stress, how you choose to handle your anxiety, how you choose to handle the interpersonal relationships that you have, that is very important to understand that you are not by yourself when it comes to that struggle. And that majority of the time, the things that you're struggling with, millions of other people are struggling with as well. And it's important to sometimes hear it and know that you're not alone in that struggle, because that's a make or break for a lot of people. How many people do you know in your life up to this point that have died prematurely, that have might have been out partying one night and did something they shouldn't have done and dropped dead? Suicide. I mean, it's critical that we support one another. It is critical that we support one another. So I'm hitting the 20 minutes. I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you so much for popping back in with me and getting this little mini kind of like welcome back. We're going to be getting into the war of self over the coming week. So I hope you come back and take a listen. If you are interested, please hit the follow button. If you're on Spotify, subscribe wherever you're listening, and come and find me. I'm on Instagram. I am The Bliss Broker everywhere, TikTok, Instagram. I made it easy to find me. I am theblissbroker.com. If you want to go and read about me, reminder, website's under construction, but all the ways you can work with me, learn about my background, it's all there. And if you want to email me, you have a question about the podcast, you want to possibly be on the podcast and share your story, we all have a story, please come join me. I would love that. I am theblissbroker@gmail.com. I am The Bliss Broker on TikTok, which I am about 25 people away from being able to go live. So I'm going to start focusing on supporting women over there, going live and talking about things like how to set boundaries, how can we support one another, dating, relationships, all the things that go with that, the beauty that is romance, connection, friendship, job, all the things. And also the importance of movement. If any of you follow me anywhere, you know that movement is key to having some sanity. And I believe movement is magic. I believe that doing some form of movement, especially outside, most days of the week, is imperative to your mental health and squashing a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress, because it puts you in the driver's seat. It puts you in control. And I'm going to leave you with this. Anxiety is just being in a state, feeling like you're out of control, feeling like you have no control over what's going on in your life. So again, thank you for coming and listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Come find me. Talk soon.